Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Chanda's Secrets by Alan Stratton, performed by Susie Jackson, produced by Audible Inc.
Part 1. Chapter 1. I'm alone in the office of Bateman's Eternal Light Funeral Services. It's early Monday morning, and Mr. Bateman is busy with a new shipment of coffins.
"I'll get to you as soon as I can," he told me. "Meanwhile, you can go into my office and look at my fish. They're in an aquarium on the far wall. If you get bored, there are magazines on the coffee table. By the way, I'm sorry about your sister."
I don't want to look at Mr. Bateman's fish, and I certainly don't want to read. I just want to get this meeting over with before I cry and make a fool of myself. Mr. Bateman's office is huge. It's also dark. The blinds are closed, and half the fluorescent lights are burned out. Aside from the lamp on his desk, most of the light in the room comes from the aquarium. That's fine, I guess. The darkness hides the junk piled in the corners. Hammers, boards, paint cans, saws, boxes of nails, and a stepladder. Mr. Bateman renovated the place 6 months ago, but he hasn't tidied up yet. Before the renovations, Bateman's Eternal Light didn't do funerals. It was a building supply center. That's why it's located between a lumberyard and a place that rents cement mixers. Mr. Bateman opened it when he arrived from England 8 years ago. It was always busy, but these days, despite the building boom, there's more money in death than construction. The day of the grand reopening...